Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
And time now for our final 30, an underwater art museum. Divers installing a dozen pictures on an artificial reef 90 feet below the Keys in Florida.
Let's take a dive, torpedo girl, and feel alive. Come on, get your feet wet.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Vintage Dive Day is where we are here in Key Largo. We're at Marine Lab. You can check it out. MarineLab.org is the website. This is the home of Jules Undersea Lodge / Lab. They're changing it to Lab, I believe. We'll find more. We'll get more of the lowdown on how they're restructuring things here a little bit and what you can do if you want to come up here and or come down here to the Keys and experience this unique underwater habitat, let alone all the diving and that kind of stuff that they offer. There's quite a bit going on down here. Lisa with the History of Diving Museum is she's the lady behind this madness and responsible. You should take full credit, don't you think?
We say don't drive by, dive in.
That's right. Divemuseum.org is the website for the History of Diving Museum. And this is just one of many events that you guys do to kind of bring in the community, bring in divers from all over the country for that matter. But you know, the locals down here love this as well, right?
The locals love this. And, you know, when people say, oh, I pass you all the time, take the steak out of my heart. If you are a diver, there's no reason not to stop.
You can't miss it. They got a giant Mark V billboard right there in front of the History of Diving Museum.
We got a huge mural. And the important thing is to preserve diving history. People come through the museum, they don't know who Jacques Cousteau is. They've never heard of Sea Hunt. They're push-button divers, they're computer divers. But unless you see the history and see what the early pioneers do, it's an appreciation. It's like, how many times do you go to a classic car show and you see those beautiful cars? Think of all the things. Now we have electric cars, right? You push a button and you can go.
Right.
But you understanding that history and what we've learned through the years, it's an incredible journey through 5,000 years.
Well, there you go. And we learned from the pioneers like Mr. Neil Watson, who's
yes.
here at Vintage Dive Day today. Is he in the museum somewhere? He probably is, isn't he?
I'm sure equipment that he used is in the museum.
Well, exactly. Right. But, you know, he did all the crazy stuff before we knew better and lived to tell us all about it. Right, Neil? And
absolutely. Yep. All of my records, I recommend don't do it.
Yes, exactly. Like I said, he did all the stuff we knew that you shouldn't do. Deepest air dive, 437 feet on air, which is crazy.
What did I miss?
That's one of Neil's records.
How
deep? 437 feet on air. Yeah, and like what? How many people died trying to break it so they don't recognize it anymore?
Like eight or nine. Keeping records.
Yeah.
So don't do this. Don't do this
don't
at home.
Do this
yeah.
And don't
yeah.
do this.
Well,
also,
and then,
actually, also I swam from Isla Mirada to Miami underwater, 66
miles on scuba. That's still a record that holds to this day. Yeah.
Without a DPV.
I don't think anybody's even tried that one.
Well, not anybody that had any sense.
That's
for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but and then he broke the most concrete blocks with his forehead while they were on fire.
I don't talk about that one.
Yeah, but I love that one. And then he has another one for gyrocopters, and I mean, Neil's done everything. It's great. You could do an entire museum just on the dive god himself. But yeah, I know he loves seeing this vintage dive day. This is such a cool thing to just check off the list if you're a diver, right?
Well, the other thing is that we offer it to interns and young dive masters. And it's an experience that when they go on a science mission and they're on a ship with people that, you know, dove in this vintage gear, it gives them a talking point. It gives them something to break the ice so they can start a conversation between generations.
Right. Of course, but I still just love the selfie that you get, you know.
Wow.
I mean, you got to put that on your Facebook and Instagram and God knows whatever, you know.
You got to do the underwater Mike Nelson fight scene.
Right.
Yes.
I did that last year.
Yes.
I don't remember me and Dennis went down there and I stabbed him.
The museum is the best kept secret to come to the Keys. It is absolutely incredible. Anybody that is a diver or thinking about diving or has dove in their lifetime is something you should stop and see.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's the perfect time to spend your surface interval, especially if you can't get dive. Like, it's a little windy down here in the Keys this weekend. So it's great for the property here at Marine Lab.
Yes.
But not necessarily great for people that are trying to go out on boats, but a good time to go to the museum, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know what? Thank you, Neil, for giving us such a good recommendation, because also we get a lot of families who say, my dad was a Navy diver, my dad was a SEAL, or, you know, my family member. And then they can come in and they can share what they used, what they did, and they can see some of those missions on our touchscreen. And it's a good family bonding experience.
Absolutely. Now we got the double hose regulator thing going. We got the Mark V helmet demonstration that they're going to do. Did you ever dive those, Neil?
Yes, I did the Mark V.
Did the Mark V and the other helmet?
Open bottom diving hood.
Yes. Have you ever done that
Not
one?
Not that I remember.
Okay. Well, it's a big old metal contraption. They pop on your noggin and then you walk around the bottom of the lagoon. It looks pretty. It's pretty wild. But like, I just love the Mark V from the Scooby-Doo element of it.
You know,
history with it, unfortunately. But I remember seeing this last year. It was really cool seeing how they had to gear up. I mean, it's like a crazy amount of weight they got to put on one of these guys to do this. But they're going to do a demonstration. So you used to do that and work in one of those and like treasure salving or what?
I've dove it, but I haven't worked in them.
Haven't
worked with them.
You just did it for the experience?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. What about you, Lisa? Have you done that?
I have.
We talked about it on the show a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah. I've been in a Mark V a couple times. I also got to try a commercial diving helmet, the Gorski hat. So it's really fun to try the different styles of equipment. But I loved being in the Mark V and having newbie scuba divers who are on their checkout dive, and they're trying to do neutral buoyancy, and you're in the Mark V suit, and you can show them neutral buoyancy as well. So getting a picture of those two, like, next to each other underwater is just a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, and we're going to see this. You know, they're going to do a little demo of that. Now, all the people that have shown up here for Vintage Dive Day are people that signed up through the divingmuseum.org website. Is that what happened or what?
Correct. We put Vintage Dive Days. And if you just sign up, go on our website. And at the bottom, you can sign up for our newsletter. We send it out once a month. So it gives people a heads up, save the date. We usually do the Vintage Dive Days once a year as a weekend event. And it's just a fun thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, this is my second annual. Might be a regular yearly event for us here at Scuba Radio, because it's just getting, I mean, I'd say this is at least double the size of it was last year, you think?
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's the word's getting out. It's quite an experience, and we're going to talk to the guy who actually sets up everybody for that Mark V demo, Sharky.
And for the double hose regulator, I just want to say we could not do it without the NAWI training team.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk to them.
Yes. So I want to also give them a shout out. NAWI has been fabulous with us. We appreciate Trident for doing the Mark V. It's a great collaboration. It's a great day.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of gear here, and it has to be maintained and operated and shown and demoed properly. We got Jerry the Diver Guy on the double hose right now, and I talked to the guys in NAWI that were taking them down under there. I said, look, I'll give you 50 if you don't bring them back.
No.
They don't want that.
No,
yeah, they don't want to leave them in
there. That paperwork will mess up my day.
Yeah, exactly. We won't have that happen. He'll be fine. They're too professional, unlike our crew. And then rumor is Captain Slate's coming over here to hang with us, too.
Absolutely.
Is that right, Neil?
Yeah, he's gonna stop by and say hi. Unfortunately, it's a little rough out today, and he's blown out, so we've got to make the best of a bad situation.
Well, exactly, and this is where everybody goes when the weather is a little dicey. You know, they do have some classes, just doing scuba classes out here in the lagoon, right?
Yep, but, you know, can you imagine getting checkout dive, seeing double hose, seeing the diving hood, and seeing the Mark V?
Yes, that's not a bad dive right there, bad dive. All right, we got Cam Slade, we got Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba, Mermaid Kristen, a lot more people to talk to as we continue our broadcast from Vintage Dive Day in Key Largo here at Marine Lab. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.